Through a Window by H.G. Wells. Read by Stuart Crank. After his legs were set, they carried Bailey into the study and put him on a couch before the open window. There he lay, alive, even a feverish man, down to the loins, and below that a double-barreled mummy swathed in white wrappings. He tried to read, even tried to write a little, but most of the time he looked out of the window. He had thought the window cheerful to begin with, but now he thanked God for it many times a day. Within, the room was dim and grey, and in the reflected light the wear of the furniture showed plainly. His medicine and drink stood on the little table, with such litter as the bare branches of a bunch of grapes, or the ashes of a cigar upon a green plate, or a day-old evening paper. The view outside was flooded with light, and across the corner of it came the head of the acacia, and at the foot the top of the balcony railing of hammered iron. In the foreground was the weltering silver of the river, never quiet and yet never tiresome. Beyond was the reedy bank, a broad stretch of meadowland, and then a dark line of trees ending in a group of poplars.